A wife dies in a car crash. A husband grieves. From that simple premise come two complex films that open today. One is called Louder Than Bombs, the other, Demolition. NPR critic Bob Mondello says there is a reason for those explosive titles.
Davis is a successful financial exec who seems a little distracted when we meet him in Demolition. A lot distracted, actually, like perpetually distracted, even when something happens at the very beginning of the film that really ought to focus him, an automobile accident. But it doesn't focus him. Before he's even out of the hospital, Davis, played by Jake Gyllenhaal, is composing a letter.
Dear Champion Vending Company, this letter is in regards to vending machine 714 located in St. Andrews Hospital, which should have given me peanut M&Ms. Regrettably, it didn't.
The machine over there, my candy's stuck.
It happens sometimes.
I found this upsetting as I was very hungry, and also my wife had died 10 minutes earlier.
As you might expect, this is a letter that gets a response. Naomi Watts plays the vending company's PR person.
This is Karen Marino from Champion Vending Company. I'm calling in regards to your complaint letters. Do you have anyone to talk to?
By this time, Davis is obsessing over how many things in his life besides vending machines don't work. The last words his wife said to him before she died were about fixing a leak in the fridge. So he starts by taking apart the fridge and then dismantling his computer and bathroom stalls that have squeaky doors and basically anything he thinks is broken. Initially, this involves screwdrivers, but after a while, it also involves sledgehammers. And when he decides his whole house has to go, a bulldozer. Demolition, in Davis's case, is a metaphor. The script points that out several times, at once elegantly and a little on-the-nosedly. Director Jean-Marc Vallée, the guy who made Dallas Buyers Club, knows how to keep you engaged, as Davis does the demolishing of his life, though not how to wrap things up when the demolition is complete. The film's conclusion is way neater than real life. For real life, though, there's the other film, Louder Than Bombs.
Producing memorable images under extreme hazard. Congratulations.
Near the beginning of Louder Than Bombs, we see a video tribute to a war photographer.
When I first started, I thought the job was to get as close as possible. The exciting part of it was probably what drew me to it.
This video tribute was produced for an exhibition of work she'd done for the New York Times. Gene, played by Gabriel Byrne, is watching footage of his wife, bleary-eyed, and we soon discover why.
In a twist of fate, having finally quit the hazardous world of conflict photography, Isabel Reed died in a car accident less than a mile from her home in Nyack, New York. She was 57 years old, leaving behind her husband and two sons.
Though it's been 4 years, Gene and his sons haven't really processed Isabel's death, nor even talked about an aspect of it that a Times editor brings up while discussing an article about the exhibition.
I don't think I can avoid mentioning how she died. That it wasn't really an accident.
So are you saying that you want to write that she killed herself?
Gene, I don't want to be a part of romanticizing what we do. Isabel wouldn't either.
Gene's younger son was 12 when his mother died. The older son was in college. Communication was never good in this family. And director Joachim Trier lets you see just how it gets short-circuited now. Resentful older son Jesse Eisenberg setting himself up as a keeper of his mother's flame.
I guess the story suits you perfectly because then you can make her out to be the negligent parent and you can be like the perfect parent.
Withdrawn younger son Devin Druid following in his mother's creative footsteps with a soul-bearing video project.
When mom was in Iraq, we always had dates in the house. I was 9, and I found a bullet with some of Mom's stuff. I swallowed it.
Dad, meanwhile, is left trying to bridge family chasms that gaped wide long before his wife died. The director creates a rich visual collage of dreams within flashbacks, gaming fantasies, TV footage that conflates actors with the characters they're playing, and terrific performances. Isabelle Huppert makes the photographer an enigmatic presence worthy of the vastly different grieving being done by the men in the film. There is no catharsis, no smashing of objects, no demolition. What's louder than bombs here is the quiet, believable roar of anguish from a family in crisis. I'm Bob Mundell.